Hey, this morning we just want to bring a little bit of encouragement from God's word. You can continue to be seated because I just want to read one verse out of our text. It's out of Matthew's gospel. In Matthew's gospel, chapter 2, you'll be real familiar with this. It says in verse 11, "And when they had come into the house and they saw the young child," that would be Jesus, "with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him, and they opened up their treasures and they presented him," Jesus, "gold, frankincense, and myrrh." So how many gifts were given to Jesus? Yes, three gifts. That's right. Three gifts. But for some reason, pastors, they squeeze scripture and they try to get more out of it than that's there, okay? So I'm going to go for five gifts today, okay? Five gifts. And here's the gifts that we see in these scriptures right here. We know that these wise men, or this entourage of very scholarly people, had been traveling for a great length of time, and they had been following a star in the sky. And what I learned this week regarding a star is this: when you know the one who made the stars, you do not fear the night. Ooh, I like that. When you know the one who made the stars, you do not fear the night. And so they came traveling along, and we know that at this point, Jesus is no longer in the manger. Some time has passed by, but they're bringing him, the Bible says, three gifts. What's the first gift that these wise men, these scholarly guys, what's the first gift that they give Jesus? Gold, right? We all have the same Bible. Good, good. They give him gold. Now, it's interesting when we look at these three gifts. So gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I went online and I was trying to find what are the most popular baby gifts, what are the most popular shower gifts that are given. And I did not find gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I looked. It's just not there. And so you think, I wonder why that these were the three gifts that were brought. I believe that there's some symbolism in that, as well as God brought practical provisions to this household. In other words, gold, frankincense, and myrrh were worth money. This family had traveled here on their own, and then they were going to have to leave and go to Egypt, and they would need resources. God financed them with these gifts. But what would be gold for? Gold would be specifically for a king. And these wise men, these scholarly leaders, they came. And even though Jesus was just, as it said in the scriptures, a young child, what we must note is their response to the young child. And their response is, even though they respectfully saw Mary and Joseph, they actually bowed down, knelt down, and they worshiped Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the king. As a matter of fact, it tells us, in Matthew's gospel, when they were looking for Jesus, they said, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews?" This is so important. And you think, is that actually written, or did they just throw that statement out? No, it was written hundreds of years before in an Old Testament book in the Bible called Micah that talked about this Messiah, this king being born. It took Herod by surprise because he wanted to be the king and the ruler over everybody, even the Jews. So Jesus is called the King of the Jews. Jesus is king. They bring the king gold, royalty, to honor him as king. One other note to think about right now, even when he died, on the cross they put, so not just at his birth, the scriptures were open, and it points to Jesus as being the king in his birth. But in his death over the cross, it said King of the Jews. So we know that Jesus is king. He is king and Lord. Now, will it ever be written again? Yes. When? When Jesus Christ in Revelation 19, when he leaves heaven and comes to earth, written on his thigh and on his robe, it says King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So Jesus is our king. Amen. And we just love him. And they brought gold. And gold, even in today's commodity, especially this last year, those that are holding the gold have a tremendous amount of resource in today's economy, today's time. And in Jesus' time, when they bring him gold, they're looking at the creator, even though it's Jesus. It's God in human flesh, so he created the gold they brought. But just so that you know, in heaven, it tells us the streets are paved with gold. Isn't that something? So what we value most economically here, what we lift up as being a substantial piece of commodity or money, it's just asphalt in heaven. What God values most is you. That's what's most valuable in this room is you. And I hope our ministry continues to demonstrate the value that God has on each life, everyone's life. The second thing, gold, and the second gift was what? Frankincense. Funny name, right? Frankincense. It almost sounds like another word, franken, yes, but that's not the word. It's frankincense. And frankincense was something that the high priest used. It was an incense. It was a very expensive aroma. And I was looking through this, and I was talking to my wife yesterday, and I was saying, as the high priest who would make sacrifices, so they would sacrifice animals, but I'm thinking that frankincense may also have had a practical application, thinking about the odor of what would be taking place at these times. But the high priest would use this frankincense, and they gave it to Jesus because the scriptures tell us that he will become our great high priest, and that we come to Jesus Christ, the high priest. See, before Christ died on the cross, before he died on the cross, you had to go to a priest. And then the priest would go to God for you. But Jesus is the great high priest. And here's a very important point. When he died on the cross, the priest would operate behind a very large, thick curtain. And just the priest and everybody else would be back there. And I would take your cares, your problems, your sin. You stay there. And I'm going to come behind this curtain. I know it sounds like Wizard of Oz, but it's not, okay? I would come behind this curtain, and I would go to the Lord for you. And I'd be called the high priest. And Jesus Christ, when he died on this cross, this curtain from top to bottom was ripped in two. And God said, now, there's only one great high priest we go to, and that's Jesus Christ. So all of us, at any time, we just go right to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is there for every one of us. So gold, king, frankincense, high priest, and myrrh. Myrrh is an interesting word. And that is an embalming fluid or substance or spice. So when somebody dies, that's what they would use. And that's what Nicodemus brought when Jesus died on the cross. He brought this representing that he's going to die. But listen, you cannot embalm Jesus Christ, okay? Because he is alive from the dead. He conquered death. And we do not want to be a fellowship that's embalmed. In other words, just trying to preserve. We believe in the life of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the work of God. We believe in the word of God. We're excited about the things of God. We celebrate Christmas here, but we celebrate the life of Jesus every day. And we celebrate that new life. So the three gifts, real quickly, gold, frankincense, myrrh. You said there's five because you're stretching it, Pastor. What's wrong? You can't get the message done with just three? Could, but five. Okay, fourth gift. The fourth gift we see right in here, it's the people that came, and they came and they gave themselves to the Lord. They worshiped. They gave themselves to the Lord. So the fourth gift would be you and me. We want to give our lives to Jesus Christ. We want to give ourselves to the Lord. We've been bought at a price. We've been redeemed. We belong to him. We're under his leadership and under his ownership. Someone else said this. It's a catchy little phrase. If he is, speaking of Jesus, if he is not Lord of all, then he is not Lord at all. Ooh, that's a strong one. Yeah. If he is not Lord of all, then he is not Lord at all. In other words, we want to give him our life. We've been bought at a price. We belong to him. We want to live for him. So the fourth gift would be you giving yourself to God. And you say, why should I do that? Because the fifth gift. And the fifth gift is Jesus. Jesus says he loved the world that he gave himself for the world. The greatest gift that we have is Jesus Christ. Amen. And so at Christmas, we're celebrating that God says, I'm coming to earth. Why did God come to earth? There was a mission. What was his mission? Jesus made it really clear that his mission was to take our sins on himself. He would go to the cross. He would die on the cross. And when he died on the cross, we had to know there was something very important. He had to rise from the dead. Could he conquer death? The answer is yes. Jesus Christ conquered death. So what we see here, the five gifts at Christmas, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They gave Jesus the gold, recognizing he's the king. What do we need to do? Recognize the Lord is king. How does that work out in my life? Because we're faced with situations that we can't rule in. There's things that we cannot conquer in and of ourselves. We need the Lord. He is the king. He is the Lord. We ask him. Gold, frankincense. What does that mean? Jesus is available. He's our great high priest. We go to him. We go right to him. We go right to him and we say, Lord, you're the great high priest. I need help, Lord. And he will minister. And then myrrh. Myrrh was the embalming. And we have the Holy Spirit of God, the power of God in our lives to live a godly life. And then ourselves, every day we give ourselves to the Lord, not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And then we look to Jesus. Finally, on the fifth gift, Jesus gave himself. God so loved the world, he gave himself for us. What does that mean to me or to you? It means everything. Because if the Savior who came at Christmas did not die on the cross and rose from the dead, Paul said, our faith is in vain. We rejoice, it's not. Jesus Christ is alive. And we, because he lives, we live also. Amen.